Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. Footy football returns this Sunday. Dolphins and Commanders. Tua taking on his idol. Loves Marcus Mariota. Hawaii loves each other. They stick together, dude.
Him,
little fraternity.
Dylan, right?
Dylan Gabriel. Yep.
Dylan Gabriel.
So that'll be a fun little tie. And Vlad was mentioning during the break about the tie between Dan Quinn and Mike McDaniel. Dan Quinn was kind of the guy that grabbed McDaniel by the scruff when he's, you know, dealing with a lot of drinking issues and helped get him sober and get him back on the career path. So you got some friendly ties there. But there are no friends in competition. Only sincere handshakes after the game.
You know what?
No splitting of paella.
Hey, let me tell you how crazy it is. My rookie year, we was terrible, right? But all the coaches know each other, right? And you could tell when they get ready to get fired, those pregame conversations, they all networking in the middle of the field. So after one game, one of the veterans got out, stood up and said, "No more networking." I see what y'all doing before the game.
It's like the Pat Riley being mad at Zoe for having dinner with Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
None of that nonsense. Georgetown, Schmortstown. No dinner.
Yeah, go tell that to John Thompson.
It didn't work for them. They didn't listen.
Yeah, no, Roz ain't going to say nothing to Big John Thompson.
Big. So the Dolphins obviously got a chance here to you know, right the ship a little bit. Again, this is not a team. I don't
just like to see 2 weeks.
2 weeks in a row would be nice.
Solid. But here's what I want to see. I want to see 2 weeks of the offense and the defense building on something they had success on with, right? It seems like every time they've, especially offensively, every time they've had success doing something, they're so quick to get away from it. And that might be your bread and butter. So I want to see if there's any adjustments. It's going to be the adjustments off of the things you had success with, because that'll continue the growth, not have a whole new game plan. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If a team run for 230 yards, you best believe that first play of the game going to be play action and they're going to throw it deep. Why? Because you're going to say, ain't no way in hell this guy going to run for 220 yards. It's simple as that. That's something that small, right? But you still going to try to run the ball. They go to a whole different offense. So they roll Tua out half, you know, quarter roll. They do a fake, roll him out. They do things like that, put him on the move. He throws the ball accurate with it. They threw a throwback. The pass to actually, y'all don't realize how hard it is. He faked to the right, rolled out to the left, and then threw a corner route back to the right side of the field to Waddle. Right? That's a tough throw and catch
mm-hmm.
for both parties. But they pulled it off. So I'm having a hard time when I'm watching these plays, right? That it almost seems like you limit Tua.
Do you think he could just
by sitting him in the pocket like that?
Like, because we all see this with him too, with the way he calls games, and people will do this. Like, he abandons the run game at weird times. Like, do you just think he overthinks himself? Like,
he's over. I call it overcoaching. But here's the other thing, and here's, dude, the only time I sit in the room by myself and cuss, watching football. Every time a coach says, well, those bubble screens are like outside runs. No, they're not, dude. The whole point of a running back is you can toss him the ball, you can hand him the ball, but his vision, once he gets the ball, is on him. If you throw a bubble screen, you've taken that away and say, run here for whoever it is. And you're almost limiting the weapons on your field, on the field, who are creative with the football.
Who was the first guy to say that to you when you cursed?
Huh?
Who was the first guy that said that when he said, it's like the run?
McDaniel!
Oh. We got some injury news on the Dolphins. Mostly positive, for once. Chop Robinson looks like he is trending towards playing, getting out of concussion protocol. He practiced today in a red non-contact jersey, but Mike Daniel seems confident that he will be good to go.
Is he wearing a kazoo?
I don't see him with a helmet on these pictures. I'm looking at Marcelo.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That Dobbs blanket.
The Welker.
No. They don't do the Welker. See, the Welker used to be a bigger
Oh, you're helmet. Talking about the Guardian hat.
Yeah.
Cole Strange wears that on the Dolphins, the guard. He wears those. He wears
Yeah, because Dobbs wears it for Green Bay.
Yeah. But they put the logo over it. It looks super weird.
Yeah, it looks like you ain't fooling nobody. We know that's not a helmet.
I'm all for safety. I like 90% of the reason guys won't wear that is because it just doesn't look cool.
Hey, I'd wear it.
But yeah, you put on every pad known to man. According to
Hey man, why are we?
They were just giant pads. I would too. You know, I wasn't.
It didn't limit my activity.
Fair enough. For the football field. Fair enough. Listen, you look like a jouster, but you move like a cat.
Big fat cat. Hey, you know what? It's amazing because I have the utmost love and respect for Ruiz because that's how people looked at me in football. Hey, for a big guy, you got some good feet.
Good feet.
I'm like, dude, I'm 220 pounds, 215 pounds. What are you talking about?
Austin Jackson.
Is he practice?
This is what he
still
said.
On the team?
He is still on the team. He is still on the team. He is. He had his IR practice window open today, so I don't think that means he's going to play, but he can now trend towards playing.
So what did he have? Toe?
I think he had toe. I think he also had toe.
Hey.
And
hey,
he re-hurt his toe.
How long he been out?
Oh, he's been out
since 3 months.
Since August. He was out in training camp, came back, got hurt.
So since August.
Hey, you know why? Because he planted that toe one time. I'm telling you, dude, there's no worse feeling than feeling your heartbeat in your toe.
Jeez. Let's see.
I bet you he the practice window opened when he could put a shoe on.
Aaron Brewer will not practice. I don't know if that's rest or injury. And Rasul Douglas is working his way back. This is from Dave Fronis. Mike McDaniel said, we feel positive about him, so they should get some depth at
which
corner.
Which means absolutely nothing.
Although Juju Brent's played really well this past week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The hell has he been?
You had a lot of guys that seemed like they interjected energy on the defensive side of the ball, right? The rookie's starting to come around. He's making some plays. He's getting better with his technique. He's not getting pushed all over the place. So the run defense looks better. They're now getting pressure on the quarterback. So there's a lot of things that, like, you almost had to just go through growing pains. We haven't heard about Savaii Nye every week, right? It almost seems like he's starting to.
No, but I saw those. I don't know. Some people believe in these grades, some don't. But I saw those Pro Football Focus grades, and he's still not great right now.
But here's the thing. He's not going to be great.
Right.
But if he's getting better.
And it's not a catastrophe.
Right, exactly. And so, like, you have to put things in its proper context. Like, if we all think Patrick Paul is awesome, let's keep in mind, most teams will take a left tackle they drafted and put him at left guard so he learns how to play left tackle from the vet, and then you move him out. I've seen it a number of times. We've all seen left tackles that were playing behind a vet because he was one of the best five linemen. They move him to guard or whatever. They didn't do that with Patrick Paul, right? So now in his first full season, they're like, oh, he's going to be a player. The other two rookies didn't get that luxury. They didn't get that luxury of being able to be moved in and eased into position. And they weren't drafted as high as the defensive tackle was in Grant, but not Savion Nye was drafted lower than Patrick Paul. So he didn't get the chance to get the Patrick Paul treatment.
Yeah, he did not.
And so we watching him grow.
And part of that is
it sucks.
And part of that is because your roster was so emptily flawed by the cap, like you needed these rookies to produce right away.
Right.
And but it wasn't conducive to instant success.
Right. Here's the problem. Where they were drafted says they need development. Right? You traded up to get Savion Nye.
Mm-hmm.
So where they would have been drafted, right, says could possibly be good players but need some development. And then you thrust them into a playing position. Like, yeah, man. Like, okay, I get it. I know, like, oh, he's the worst. He's this. He's that. But, like, yeah, man. Like, did you expect him to come in and be a Pro Bowler? Like, are we really doing, like, I get it. They're losing games and everything. But you still got to keep it real about what's going on the field and who's playing.
We'll take a break. Mixed Bag coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.